And it's time to hear some of your comments. This week, we reported on a small city that forced back a crowd of people trying to flee New Orleans. Police in Gretna shot over the heads of hurricane evacuees, then sealed the bridge that ran between the two cities. Gretna officials explained they weren't prepared to deal with a flood of storm survivors, a defense that listener Susie Stultz does not accept.
All the excuses in the world fly in the face of a single question. Why would anyone turn back people who were so clearly in dire need? Were all the cupboards bare in Gretna? I live in New York City, and I remember how on September 11th, tens of thousands of people had to walk all the way home from Lower Manhattan. Shoe store clerks were handing out walking shoes to women who had fled in high heels. Kids were set up tables along the streets and were handing out drinks of water and pretzels. A livery driver drove my boss home to Boston and refused to take any money. I can't believe that here we are in 2005, and Americans are turning their backs on fellow Americans.
We received many comments about our story on Leo Bosner, the FEMA official who sent emails to his bosses warning that Katrina could be a major disaster. Kate Mitron of Portland, Oregon writes, "Bless Leo Bosner for giving us facts that FEMA had been properly warned about Katrina and did nothing." She writes, "We need more people like him to stand up and fight the rampant truth decay that's consuming our nation." But some of you wondered why Bosner used an email to send such a serious warning to the then FEMA director, Michael Brown. "Email is a horrible form of communication," writes Irene Barg of Tucson, Arizona. "If I have an emergency at work, I go directly to my boss and tell him in person." And we get this added comment from Timothy Besherer of Boonton, New Jersey, who writes, "Where I work, I get hundreds of emails a day. My managers get even more. If one of my staff had done the same thing as Leo Bosner, I would have held him accountable for not bringing the issue to my attention." Several of you commented on our report about the Attorney General of Mississippi, who's suing some insurance companies to compel them to pay claims from Hurricane Katrina. George Falter of Baltimore writes, "The Attorney General referred to the fine print that insurance companies rely upon to deny payment for flood damage. I'm a homeowner, and I know that my insurance does not cover flood damage." He writes, "My policy does not contain a fine print exclusion at all. It's in bold print, capital letters, on a separate sheet of paper. It couldn't be more clear. In fact, I would dare say that the standard flood exclusion is common knowledge among homeowners." Finally, we have a correction this morning. For an update on the elections in Afghanistan, Renee spoke with the U.S. ambassador to that country, Ronald Newman. She asked him about the threat of violence.
Candidates have been killed in the run-up to this election there in Afghanistan.
Well, so far, 6 candidates out of 6,000 have been killed. That's 0.001%. And it's not at all clear that all of those cases involved the election.
Okay, that's really what the ambassador said, but we could have paused for a math tutorial. As several listeners correctly pointed out, 6 out of 6,000 is 0.1%, which is a higher risk than the ambassador suggested. We appreciate 100% of the emails that you send, and if you'd like to comment on our program, go to npr.org. Click on Contact Us. And while you're on the website, you can download the NPR Story of the Day. If you want to learn more about that, click NPR Podcasts.